Twitter.
Flex and Frooms.
Flex and Frooms.
This is the Flex and Frooms Catch Up Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Flexi's Big Question of the Week.
Time for Flexi's Big Question. A couple of days ago, I posed the question, what keeps you hopeful when everything is falling apart? Because as we know, the horrors are endless, but we must remain hopeful and faithful that things get better. Yes. You all answered. Great answers, by the way. Let's read off a couple. And then on our podcast, Freeman and I will discuss our own answers. Someone says, something small and sure. For example, the promise of a nice dinner to convince me to get through the immediate day. Small and short. I'm writing that down.
Small and short. Oh, like short term.
No, sure. Like S-U-R-E. Oh. Something small and sure.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Karma, gratitude, thinking about my grandparents, courage at my same age, weekends, blind optimism, good teachers to educate on our history so we never forget, a hug from mom. Same.
Mama.
Gratitude journaling. And this one's really great. Not a lot, which I think is fair. We can work on that, not together, on our own and separately, but we can
must
definitely.
Say she included the analog smiley of two dots and a sideways slash. So
yeah.
It's
very, I feel that. This person says, my stance on issues gives me clarity on people I'll lose from my life, but brings about an alignment.
It's giving cutting out some toxic people call, which do your thing.
This person says, girl, nothing. Lots distracts me enough, but queer culture is my savior. That it's for the plot, that it's not forever, that if it redirects my focus and perspective on a hard situation, I can change my outlook. And last but not least, for this break, the end, as in the end of living. A somber note, but I feel like you...
Textually appropriate.
It's appropriate because it was there and I don't want to like glaze over it like you didn't write it because I appreciate you being honest. Rumi, what keeps you hopeful when everything is falling apart?
Okay, I am going to go with the same answer as the first person, which is a little thing to look forward to. I realize that when I feel really bad, it's literally like, oh my God, like I remember when I've been really bad, I've been like, oh my God, like obviously it's a combination of things, but the biggest thing is that I hadn't had anything to look forward to.
That's
always
huge.
Need one thing to look forward to.
Small or how does
small,
it work for you?
Big. Mostly it's like, for example, in March next year, I have a trip away with girlfriends. And that's keeping me through because yeah. I've got a little thing to live for.
So, and that's a huge thing to live for.
It's a big deal, yeah.
It's a big thing. Getting anything out of the group chat, huge.
Unheard of.
You can't even go to the movies these days with your friends. You have to go solo.
It's giving schoolies and that was, as we know, 20 years ago.
I love that. Short and small. Whoever wrote that, I'm adding that. I would say just knowing that people have gone through harder things and are totally fine. People go through the most traumatic things every day. Just even talk to your parents. Be like, what was your life like? And you hear the most cooked stories and you're like, wow, I really sympathize with you. Are you okay? And they're like, oh, it's fine. It was 20 years ago. No big deal. Oh, okay, cool. So, yeah.
I think it's like once you go through childbirth, like everything pales in comparison.
Truly.
You've been listening to the Flex and Frooms Daily Podcast. For more, tune in to Cater on DAB or stream it on iHeartRadio.